Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joseph Gabby, and you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us empower you to live your life the way you meant it to live it by consciously living your destiny. Each week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I will share with you the tools I accumulated in my 20 years experience with new and healing. I speak on topics ranging from relationship and the law of attraction to life purpose and past histories. My new healing childhood trauma program, Accelerate Your Healing, is only 6 sessions long to put an end to your healing trauma and stop the wrong attraction and live with purpose. We will have some of the most gifted guest speakers and authors bringing you the tools you need to embark on your journey to create your legacy and live with purpose. Connect with me at blueprintofyoursoul.com and check my special on numerology or on the private consultation with me. And the website, again, is blueprintofyoursoul.com. My special guest today is Michael Lozier. And our topic today is how to stop attracting negative things. It's all about your vibes. Now, Michael Lozier lives in beautiful Victoria, B.C., on Canada West Coast. He's the author of best-selling book, Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't Want. In 2003, after delivering over 700 hours of teleclasses and hundreds of one-on-one Law of Attraction coaching sessions, Michael combined his Law of Attraction teaching experience with his knowledge of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. The end result was self-published book, Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't. Michael's book is now published in 28 languages around the world. His second book, Law of Connection, is in 21 countries. Enjoying the international exposure, the movie The Secret brought to the subject of Law of Attraction, Michael's business flourished as many fans of The Secret wondered how to apply the Law of Attraction. Michael was quickly branded as the how-to guy for the Law of Attraction. Michael caught the attention of Oprah Winfrey and was subsequently interviewed 4 times on her radio show, Oprah and Friends, on XM Radio. Michael went on to host his own radio show on Oprah and Friends for a year. Michael ran an annual certification program, certified Law of Attraction Facilitator Program. He has certified 313 people in 13 countries. Now, before I bring in Michael, I'd like to share the phone number if you like to call in to ask Michael any question or myself. The phone number is 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819. And you can send also through the instant feedback on Transformation Talk Radio website. So welcome, Michael Lozier, to the Joseph Gabby Show. How are you today?
Oh, Joseph, I'm doing well, thank you. I'm glad to be here today.
Glad to have you with us. And as you know it, like everybody always wondering, they saw The Secret, they saw everything, they always wonder the Law of Attraction. What is the Law of Attraction? How can you define it for somebody that having a hard time with it?
Well, I'm going to give you a longer way to get around the answer. You know, the word law of attraction is new for a lot of people. They say, oh, that's a new word. But the experience of law of attraction isn't new. Mm-hmm. So, for example, whenever we use the word coincidence or serendipity or synchronicity or fate or karma, we might even said, wow, everything's kind of falling into place. Whenever we use those expressions, we're really talking about evidence of law of attraction. So anytime I've ever said, hey, I was just thinking about you, what a coincidence, that was law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about you turn on the TV and now there's a documentary on this subject that you just had a conversation with, and you say, wow, was this ever freaky? I was just thinking about that. So we have evidence of law of attraction all the time, and some of us didn't know it had a name. So that's just to give you some comfort that we're already experiencing law of attraction. We're already experiencing it.
It's already out there, but it didn't have a label on it till somebody put label into it.
Well, it's had a label. You know, I have a book from 1906 that talks about the law of attraction. So it's always been there. It just never was really taught.
Okay.
Right? It's not hidden information. Nobody owns it. You know, I have a book from 1906, 1913. They're referencing law of attraction. You know, and my book came out in 2003, and I started to develop tools and processes so people can learn how to use law of attraction. Remember, it's already existing.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to tap into this source called the law of attraction.
I mean, for myself, I use it for my healing work and use the law of attraction from those perspectives. And it works really nice when you start widen it into the spectrum you want to widen it. So basically, is the secret the catalyst who brought it back into life?
I don't think so. You know, there's work by Jerry and Esther Hicks. They have been teaching law of attraction since about, I was introduced to them in 1997. That's a long time ago. And they have many books on the subject of law of attraction. So they're also teachers of the subject, yes. So nobody owns the material. It's like law of gravity. There's just different styles of teaching. You know, some people teach it one way. I'm the how-to guy, so I like to teach the tools. Some people like to talk about the experiences.
Okay.
And again, we're already experiencing it. And it's how do I use it? How do I, more important, you know, how do I stop attracting negative things?
And if somebody wants to be in touch with you, Michael, how they can reach you if they want to be in touch with you?
Well, the best way to have an experience with me is I put together a 5-day video, and it's called Wake Up with Michael, which is on wakeupwithmichael.com. And every day I send them a little 3-minute video explaining the law of attraction tool that I use every day. So there's about 4 or 5 that I like to use, so I put 5 videos together. That's the best way to get a hold of me, is to be in that energy, check out my style, and start practicing law of attraction.
Okay, and can you tell us a little bit about your second book?
Well, my second book was kind of birthed from my first book. You know, law of attraction, I sold 1.3 million copies. It's in 28 languages. It's selling everywhere all over the world. And then the publisher noticed that a lot of people were talking about my style. They were thinking, oh, I love the way you wrote the book, and I love the case studies, and I love the examples, and I love the cartoons and the exercises and the checkoff list. So people were, in addition to bragging about my knowledge about the subject, they were thinking, oh, I really like the tools. I loved your worksheets. So my publisher said, what is it that you're doing that people really like your style? And I said, well, I'm using NLP, stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and in NLP they teach you, one of the modules is they teach you about how people learn. People like to learn different ways, and there's 4 styles. So I make sure that I write to appease all the 4 styles. Even in a seminar when I'm asking questions, I make sure I'm satisfying all the 4 styles. Otherwise, if I was only satisfying one style, I would have 75% of the room not participating.
Yes,
so then I wrote a book. It's called Law of Connection. And it explains why people connect with others and why they don't. And one of the biggest reasons is because we don't understand about other styles, what they like, what they dislike, what turns them on, what turns them off. So for us to be really good communicators, that's where we need to get better. I need to be able to detect somebody's style, and then also to be able to appease it by asking questions that their style responds well to.
I remember when I saw one of your workshop lecture or workshop in Montreal. I mean, it was fascinating. The book was interesting the way you wrote it, and it's very simple eventually. And I really enjoyed it at that time. That was many years ago.
Yeah.
When we met the first time. Now, if you are just tuning in to the show, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, and today we have Michael Lozier with us talking about the law of attraction. And if you like, you have the opportunity to call us or give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. The phone number is again 1-800-930-2819, or you can go to the instant feedback on transformationtalkradio.com website, and you can leave a comment there or a question there. I can look into it. And we're going to be taking a small break right now, and we'll be right back with Michael Lozier.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042. 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with the Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. And my guest today is Michael Lozier. Michael, I understand now you're having a third book coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, you know, I've been writing it for 2 years. You know, my first two books, you know, were seminars first. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Law of Attraction, I think I delivered maybe 800 seminars and really got good with that. And then it became a book. Law of Connection, same thing. It was a seminar. So the next book that I'm writing, it was something that I did with my friends in coffee shops. I'd meet them in a coffee shop, and I'd have a piece of paper, and they would tell me they're not feeling very fulfilled at work, or they're not fulfilled in their relationships, and they don't know why. And what I quickly learned is that I'm fulfilled. I'm very fulfilled, mostly because I know what fulfills me. So that's kind of the model. Identify what fulfills you, and then do more of it. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I thought that was easy. But then when people come back and say, well, I don't know what fulfills me. So I'm in coffee shops with people, and I would ask them intuitive questions and take a couple notes down. And then at the end of the conversation, I would say, so if you got these needs met, would you feel pretty happy? And then most times, I would just nail it. And they would say, wow, if I could have a job that would allow me to have this and this and this and this, and not the functions of the job, but in other words, you know, maybe acknowledgement's important to you, and maybe it's not important to somebody else, or attention, or intimacy, or control, or order, or function, or so I've come up with 33 needs, and my book is called Fulfillment Needs: How to Uncover What Fulfills You So You Can Live Your Life's Purpose. And it's a process I did in coffee shops with people one-on-one. And then I start to do teleclasses on it. So I did one a month for 2 years. And this year, 2012 rather, I did live seminars. I did one in New York. I did one in Singapore. I did one in Vancouver on fulfillment needs. So I really got to walk through the process. So I've been developing the material. I'm just finishing writing it in this January. And hopefully it'll be on the shelves in the next 4 or 5 months. But I'm excited about it because whether you're a CEO in a large organization or whether you're a server at a restaurant or a student finishing school or maybe a mom or dad that's ready to go back to work, it's important to know what fulfills you so you can help you choose the right job. You can make better decisions when you know what fulfills you.
Okay. That's going to be when do you expect that book to be out?
Well, it's a big process. You know, the book's almost ready, but then the publisher has to print it and store it and ship it to warehouses and promote it, and sometimes it takes 6 months after. But people can go to the website. It's called fulfillmentneeds.com, and fulfillment is single L, double L, fulfillmentneeds.com. I have a picture of the book cover there. I also have an audio of a class that I did and a downloadable worksheet, so people can work through the class so they can figure out what their fulfillment needs are. Even before the book comes out, they can do it online. And I'm getting great reviews. People are really owning what they find. It's like, you know what? This is important to me. And they're setting boundaries and making better decisions now that they know what fulfills them.
Okay, that's great. So we'll look forward for that book. Can you explain a little bit how the law of attraction is all about vibes?
Right. Well, you know, law of attraction is this energy around us, and I can't prove it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put it in a test tube. I can't film it, and I can say, Joseph, do you believe me now? So I don't try to prove law of attraction to anybody because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to give tools to people so when they practice the tools, they get the results.
Mm-hmm.
And law of attraction is all about vibes. Now, the word vibe comes from the longer word vibrations.
Mm-hmm.
Word for some people. They say, well, what's a vibration? Well, a vibration is just a vibe. You and I use the word all the time. We might say, the vibes are good in this, or he's giving off a positive vibe, or she's putting off a negative vibe. We use the word vibe to describe the mood or the feeling. And law of attractions is universal energy around us, and it's this is an important sentence. It's responding to the vibe that we're sending. So if I'm negative and ticked off and angry and feeling guilt and shame and blame, without even doing it, I'm sending a negative vibe. And what does law of attraction do to any vibe? It matches it. And that's why negative things happen over and over and over again, because you have a negative experience and you send a negative vibe and law of attraction looks at it and matches it. And then you match it and you have another, you understand the loop that happens?
Yeah.
And then the same thing, you might feel excited and joyous and bliss and excited, and now you're putting off a positive vibe, and then you attract more of those positive things, and sometimes we'll say that we're on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, my, we're on a roll. remember earlier I said we're already experiencing law of attraction?
That's
anytime
right.
You've ever said, wow, my, we're on a roll, this is the third client that bought something today, or this is the third time somebody flirted with me today, or this is the fourth time I found money. When we brag about being on a roll, we created that roll with our vibes.
Okay, and, so, and that, keep repeating then.
Yeah, so just to summarize, right now you and I have a mood or a feeling, and that mood or feeling is causing us to have a vibe. So if I'm feeling angry and ticked off, I'm sending a negative vibe. If I'm feeling excited and blissful, I'm sending a positive vibe right now. And as we're sending the vibe, law of attraction is responding to the vibe, and that now unfolding and orchestrating events so I get the same thing again. So when I say this keeps happening to me over and over and over and over again, if law of attraction had a voice, would say, it's because you keep giving it attention, energy, and focus. And there's things that we do and say that cause us to attract negative things. We're using words that are causing negative things. We're doing things that are causing us to send a negative vibration. And guess what? Law of attraction can only match our vibration.
So why people keep attracting negative people or event in their lives then?
Well, the definition of law of attraction says, whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. So if I complain about something, am I giving that my attention?
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah. You know, if I call you up and say, oh, Joseph, I just had the worst customer ever, and I built a list of 10 things that I didn't like about that customer, did I just give them attention, energy, and focus?
Big time.
Yes. And then when I did that, then I just sent the vibe. So when I call to you and complain, not me, this is an example. So when I call you and complain about something for 10 minutes, I just gave it 10 minutes of negative vibe. And what does law of attraction do to it? Matches it. So then I have another negative experience. And then I call you back and I say, Joseph, it's happening again. And you would tell me you're getting what you're vibrating.
And you can keep doing it all day long and keep repeating it even the whole week, the whole month, and then become your reality.
Well, you see, the tool here is, how do I stay more positive? Well, the best way to stay more positive is get rid of the words that are causing you to be negative. And I'm going to give you the word shortly. There's words that cause us to have negative things, attract negative things.
That we'll be looking to have those words. But before we, so if somebody wants to start changing and start adapting the law of attraction in their life, how long it's gonna take for the change to happen in their life?
Well, you know, with law of attraction, we give attention to what we want. So I might say, oh, I'd like a new client or a customer, or I'd like something. So that's a positive vibe, right? So now I'm sending a positive vibe. Law of attraction is to match it. However, then there's a little voice in my head that says, well, you can't have that. Who do you think you are? You're too old, you're too young, or you don't have enough money. And that voice is the voice of doubt. And what kind of vibe is doubt, positive or negative?
Negative.
So on one hand, I'm being positive because I wanted to attract something. And on the other hand, I'm being negative because I don't think I can have it. So the negative vibe, the doubt that I'm having, is canceling the desire. Do you understand the math equation there?
It's like,
you know, negative vibe canceling. Guess what? So there's no manifestation. So your question was, how fast can I get it? Well, it all depends on how much doubt you have.
Yeah, and it's like anything you contradict to the universe is not going to do anything anyway. It's been contradicted.
So that's right.
I mean, if you put positive and you put negative, then what do you want? In that angle, the way I look at it myself is like, okay, state what you want, but stay positive with it. And to keep it, as you say, the vibes to keep attracting exactly what you want. So I found that very interesting from the law of attraction, that we have a tool, we have a way of completely changing our life, but hardly many people use it eventually. And And that's a shame about that. So I'm going to give again the phone number if you like to call and talk with Michael is 1-800-930-2819. The number again, 1-800-930-2819. And stay tuned. Coming up next, Michael's going to will tell us the three words to eliminate from our dictionary forever. We should eliminate from our dictionary. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
You are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show, Consciously Living Your Destiny. We have today Michael Lozier with us. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can connect with me at my website, blueprintofyoursoul.com. And you can get into my newsletter, my free newsletter, and be in touch with me from blueprintofyoursoul.com. So, Michael, before the break, we went and we told our listeners we're going to give us these three words to eliminate from our dictionary. So, what are these three words?
Okay. Well, first, for people that just joined us, we're talking about law of attraction. We're talking about why we're attracting negative things. So, just to recap. Law of attraction is matching vibes, and vibes are vibrations, and that vibes come from the moods or the feelings that we have. So if I'm having a negative mood, I'm sending a negative vibe. If I'm having a positive mood, I'm sending a positive vibe. Law of Attraction is the energy around us, and it's matching the vibe by giving us more of all that. The definition of Law of Attraction says whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to, you'll get more of it, whether it's negative or positive. So there's three words in our vocabulary that when we use these three words, it causes us to give attention to what we don't want to give attention to. So what will Law of Attraction do if we give attention to something that we don't want? It will match it.
Match it, yeah.
What will Law of Attraction do if we give something attention that we do want? It'll match it.
Match it.
See, Law of Attraction isn't very smart, but it is very obedient. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make decisions. It doesn't decide whether it's good or bad for you, or whether it's healthy or not healthy, or whether it's cool or not cool, or whether it's good for you or not good for you. Law of Attraction doesn't have a brain. It's just a matcher.
Mm-hmm.
It has a two-word job description. You know, look under, you know, job description for Law of Attraction, two words, match, vibrations, period.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I use these three words, it causes me to give attention to don't want I give attention to. So we all use them. Matter of fact, here's what the challenge is. Most people use them 200 times before lunch.
Wow.
And then they wonder why their life is falling apart. So here's the three words. I want everyone to hear them. And my hunch is all of us can say, I've used them. Here's the words. The first word is don't. The second word is not, and the third word is no. Now, the words aren't negative, but we're going to do a little exercise, Joseph. I want you to tell me, you're going to observe my language, and I want you to tell me what I give attention to when I say this. I don't want my clients to cancel. What did I give attention to?
So you don't want to have, this means you're going to have your client canceling on you.
Yeah, I'm giving attention to client canceling clients. I don't want this to be difficult. What did I give attention to?
It's going to be difficult. Difficult, yeah.
Yes. Don't forget. What did I give attention to?
You will forget.
Yeah. Don't be disappointed, Joseph. What did I give attention to?
Disappointment.
Yeah. And don't you love it when your friend says,
yep.
you're not going to want to hear this.
Yeah, but we do that a lot with our kids eventually.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch. Don't beat up your brother. Don't drink and drive. Don't have drugs. Don't do sex. Don't get your clothes dirty. Don't spill your milk. Don't forget your homework.
Don't run. You're going to fall.
Don't run. Now, I really want to make my point here. If we all went online to the internet and we typed in a search engine, if we typed in no football, what would show up in the search engine?
Football.
Football. You know? Yeah. The internet doesn't know what the word no means either. Go type in no apples and watch all the apples come up.
Apples.
So whenever you type in what you don't want, Google says, oh, I can do that, because it doesn't know what no apples means or no football. So when I'm talking about what I don't want, I just gave it attention, energy, and focus. And when I give it attention, energy, and focus, now I'm sending the vibe of that. And what will Law of Attraction do to it? It'll match it. And here's, everyone listen to this. And then when that thing shows up that you don't want, we look at it, we'll point at it, we'll yell at it and say, that is exactly what I said I didn't want. I've been saying all week I didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And can you hear how Law of Attraction was such a perfect matcher?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whatever you ask, you're going to get it.
That's right.
Whatever you ask.
I know people will start to see the pattern. So here's people's homework. I'm the how-to guy. It's one thing to say stop using don't, not, and no, but you know what? It's hard to do unless you have a little technique.
Mm-hmm.
So I want everyone to think about a reset button, you know, a red reset button. And I want you to know that you can reset your words. And every time you use the word don't, not, and no, here is the reset button sentence. The sentence is, so what do I want? So we're going to go through an example, Joseph, so everybody can understand. If I were to say, don't forget, and I thought, wow, I just said don't forget. So what do I want?
What do I want?
Yeah, if I say don't forget, so what do I want?
Forget.
No, if I don't want you to forget, what do I want you to do?
Not to
remember.
Forget. To remember, yeah.
Yeah. If I said don't slam the door, what do I want? Close the door quietly.
Close the door. Mm-hmm.
Don't spill your milk, what do I want? Drink your milk carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, remember, I don't want my clients to cancel. What do I want? I want them to keep their appointments. Now, this is a practice. It takes practice to do this because, you know, I'll go to say don't, not, or no. I thought, how can I reword this? So every sentence, Joseph, that has the word don't, not, and no can be changed. Even, you know, you go to a big department store, on the door says, don't use this door. You know what it could say?
Mm-hmm.
Use the other door.
Okay, yeah.
Would that make, see how we're not using the word don't?
Yeah, and it makes a big difference.
That's right. Every time you use the word don't, not, and no, you just gave it attention. So I want people to get in the habit. Whenever they use the word don't, not, and no, ask themselves, so what do I want? And the answer becomes new words.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? Don't forget. You know what the new words are? Remember. So here's the important piece. When the words change, you know what else changes?
The
vibe.
The vibe changes.
So now instead of talking about, because, you know, I make fun of my friend Anna. She comes back from a date, and she does this. Oh, I don't like this, and I didn't like this, and I don't like that, and he wasn't this, and he wasn't that, and he wasn't this. And I say to her, you say that every time.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she say it every time? Because she attracts it every time.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she attract it every time? Because she says it every time. Why does she say it every time? Because she attracts it every time. See how that little loop that happens?
Yeah.
So what needs to change? Her words need to change, and when the words change, the vibes change, the vibes change, the results change.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's homework between now and the rest of their life is to eliminate the words don't, not, and no by asking, so what do I want? And I promise you, this is the part of my book that's very unique. And I haven't seen anybody else write about it, so it's very unique. And this part of my book is in the beginning. Why is it in the beginning? The first thing we need to do is to stop attracting negative things. Then you can use law of attraction. But if you've got a big old negative vibe going on, it's hard to attract things. So step one, part number one, is let's get rid of negative vibes. And that's easy. You can do it at home right now by eliminating and reducing the words don't, not, and no by saying, so what do I want? It's a learned behavior. It takes practice. And yes, you might even catch yourself saying, one time I was on a radio show and the host, right before the break, after teaching this, the host said, don't change the dial. It's like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well, and what did she give attention to? Changing the dial. So we have to be real. And sometimes people send me an email or a letter and it says, don't hesitate to contact me. You won't be disappointed. This is not a scam. Did
mm-hmm.
you hear scam in that sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not a scam. So, you know what? I promise you, it's a simple technique, but it takes discipline. It takes practice, particularly if you have children. You know, it's so tempting to yell, don't do that. If you can just learn before you say it out loud, say, what do I want them to do? Yes. Play nice with your brother. Instead of, don't beat up your brother. Play nice with your sister. It's a learned behavior, and people respond to it.
And I've been paying myself attention to that with my kids eventually. It's something very interesting. And also, there's a word that in the psychosomatic word that when I learned psychosomatic therapy, the word no, K-N-O-W, not to be used because your body knows it as no also. The word no. So
well, it depends on the context that it's in.
Yeah.
If you and I are having a conversation, you know, the word no sounds the same, but in the context of the conversation, it's okay to use the word no in my, you know, because I know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah, but we usually try to replace it with I understand instead of no. And
that's a good one.
You know, in the context where it is located, it's better to, you know, I understand if that I know. But when you keep saying I know, as K-N-O-W, that means no. Your body's been anchored into the no word. And that's where...
Well, my body hasn't been, but yours sounds like yours has been.
Yes.
Right? I'm rejecting your idea. You know, in other words, I don't want to own that belief system about that. Because I like to use the word no, so I'm just being careful not to accept that new belief system.
Okay, no problem. And it's great to know. And so the people who complain all the time, so they know what's going to happen as a result then.
That's right. You know, people that are complaining, you know what they're complaining about? what they don't like.
People
are worrying. What are they worrying about? They're worrying about what they don't like. Our friends around us that are negative, they're negative because they're talking about what they don't like. People always ask me, well, you know, I have so many negative people in my life, so what makes them negative? Well, they're talking about what they don't like. So if somebody around you, and if you and I went for lunch, and I promise you, Joseph, if you start talking about what you didn't like, you know what I would ask you?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want? Nobody in my life gets away with that.
So that's
And my friends don't let me get away with that either. Do you think I get to complain about what I don't like? Whew, not in your life. There's always somebody trying to catch me use the word don't, not, and no.
You know, they're going to watch you, you know. So,
yeah.
Stay tuned. We're coming back after this short break with Michael Lozier.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
For those of you who just joined us, you are listening to the Joseph Gabby Show with Michael Lozier. And we're going to do a small summary of there was some great stuff given by Michael today, and I'd like to summarize everything. So we started in the beginning, Michael, with the vibes, and as everything that you put out there, you're going to see back in your face in the sense of it. So the vibes that you're putting out there, and then we start talking a little bit more furthermore on the wording that we need to eliminate from our dictionary, in a sense, from our daily talk. So, and those words are don't, not, and no. And is there anything you'd like to have the listeners to emphasizing on, something as a tip for them to be using?
Yes, good point, Joseph. So, you know, for those of you that are able to write things down or take notes, if you drew a circle just the size of a golf ball, if you drew a circle and you wrote the three words, don't, not, and no, write them in the circle, then draw that international do not use symbol. You know, like it's a no smoking symbol? If you draw the line through the circle so it looks like a do not use, that will teach you, that'll train you not to use it. In other words, when you go to use the word don't, not, and you say, oh, there's those three words, and the reset is, so what do I want? I promise you, when your vibes change, your results will change. Matter of fact, the only way for us to attract different things is to send a different vibration. And I promise you, this is where it starts. It starts by removing the don't, not, and no. And you're going to catch yourself, even in the next hour. So, oh, it's okay to catch yourself. Catching yourself is better than not catching yourself.
That's it.
In other words, catching yourself is like, oh, here's an opportunity. Even when you go to type an email or a letter, you might go type the word don't, not, and no. And you're thinking, oh, there's those three words again. Michael Lozier said to say, and now you're going to start to write differently.
That's right. I mean,
it's really great exercise.
Everything is practice at the end of it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
and in my book, Joseph, I was thinking about you and your children. In my book, the very last chapter of Law of Attraction is how to teach Law of Attraction to children.
Mm-hmm.
So how many children do you have?
I have two, four and six.
Four and six. So here's the game. Mm-hmm. You would take four jars, you know, like a pickle jar or peanut butter jar, put mm-hmm. everybody's name on the jar, and inside the jar, everybody gets a coin, let's say four quarters.
Mm-hmm.
You've got four quarters, the mother, the two kids got four quarters. Now, mm-hmm. here's the game. The game is, whenever they catch mommy or daddy using the word don't, not, and no, guess what they mm-hmm. get to do? They get to take a quarter out of your jar and put it in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long do you think it'll take kids to catch on to this game?
Oh, very fast.
They will sit beside you waiting for you to use the word don't, not, and no. And guess what happens when they use the word don't, not, and no? You get to have fun with it. But you know what? They will be so conscious of that because there's a prize or there's money involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be money. It could be a reward system. You know, everybody has their own beliefs about how to do that. But it's a great way to catch, you know, because in my relationships with my business partners and so on, you know, when we talk about what we don't want, one of us says, okay, so let's rephrase that. It's like we give each other permission.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the family that vibrates together stays together. If you're all in the same vibration, boy, it's a happy household. Even at the workplace, you know, the corporate world, I always say this technique will help reduce negativity at the workplace.
I mean, I remember when I used to work in jobs, I mean, people walking depressed, it's like the end of the world for them, because first they hate their job and they're stuck. They feel stuck in that sense of it. But and you have to see the negative from everybody complaining. And that will become contagious at one point.
Well, you know, before this work, Joseph, I used to work for the Canadian government. I loved my job. I just didn't like the negative people around me. So
that's right.
I didn't like going to work because of the people, not because I was a project manager. I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't hang out with a lot of people. I didn't go to the coffee cooler. I didn't go on coffee breaks because they would just be gossiping and complaining. So I was kind of an outcast. But you know what I did at the same time? I looked after my vibrations.
Okay.
I wasn't pulled down with gossip and negative stuff. So that's what we need to do. We need to be more protective about what we're going to include in our own vibration.
We need to be more responsible for our action and reaction to things also. So
yeah.
I mean, I would like to thank you, Michael, for being with us today. And I'd like to have you again when you have the new your new book. Let us know about it. And we can have you back to talk about the new book. It could be interesting for everybody. And
very good.
I advise our listeners to listen to that show again in the recording that's going to be coming out maybe in a day or two. And listen to the show because there's a lot of tips Michael gave everyone to use. I'm going to try to use the one for the jar for with the kids. It would be fun. We create some type of system for that. It should be fun. And I thank you again, Michael, for being with us. How people can connect with you before you go?
They can go to the website, wakeupwithmichael.com. And every day for 5 days, you get a video in the morning and teaching you a law of attraction tool that I use in my everyday life. Wakeupwithmichael.com.
Thank you, Michael. And we look to seeing you again, have you again on the show and be with us. And thank you very much. And I would like to thank you for tuning in to the Joseph Gabby Show. Join me every week on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 Pacific Time. Next week on the Joseph Gabby Show, I have Diana Dentinger. And our topic next week is the art of living your needs, a secret formula that eliminates all obstacles to your energy and happiness. After me, there is Elizabeth Coxon, and I will have a great week, everyone. Until next time.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.